Hi, I'm Morgan from Young Entertainment, and I'm so excited to hang out with you today.
Hi, I'm Julia Lester. I play Hannah in Prom Dates, and I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Okay, also, my producer wanted me to tell you, happy Passover, Chag Sameach.
Oh my God, and sweet.
Yes, he really wanted me to say that to you.
Thank you. Everybody at Young Entertainment, because I love you guys so much. And
oh no, we love you right back. And I'm so glad that I get to hang out with you today. So
thank you so much.
But yeah, and also I love your shirt. So I'm a classic Twilight girl. Love it.
Oh, very fitting for the topic today.
Right? Exactly. So true. Okay, well, first off, we have to know how the Olivia Rodrigo concert was.
Absolutely surreal. We also had the amazing, pleasure of seeing her Sour tour a couple years ago. And it's really so astounding seeing her command the stage and figure out what her rock star pop persona is and watch her just blossom. She is the most exquisite performer and we had the most incredible time.
That is so fun. I have always wanted to go ever since she started doing concerts. I'm like, one day I'll get there. So I'm a little jealous, I won't lie. Do you have a favorite song of hers?
I do know all the lyrics to all of her songs. So I just need to think of the Rolodex first. I am a super fan. Okay, watching All American Bitch live, excuse my French, was so good. I mean, I'm pretty sure it was very close to her closing number. And so the energy was just off the charts. And I love that song. I scream that song in the car. So maybe that one for now, but really all of them. I can't pick a favorite.
Oh, fair. They're all so good. I agree. I'm on the same page. Forget I even asked. We'll count all of this. But that is a good pick if you have to. So, okay. Well, getting into the prom date stuff, we're wondering if you have three emojis that you would use to describe prom dates.
Ooh, three emojis. Okay. I would start with the really anxious one. I use this one all the time when I'm texting people, the really anxious one that's has no life behind the eyes and a really scared smile. I would say that first. And then I would say, a champagne bottle or something alcohol related. And then a rainbow emoji.
Going back to High School Musical, the musical of the series, you play Ashlyn in that. And we were wondering if there are any things that Hannah and Ashlyn have in common, because they're really different characters. And I was wondering if there was any connection that you could make.
Totally. There's definitely a similarity in their element of discovering themselves. I think that's a huge plot point that both characters face in their separate journeys. I think also they look so similar, so that is a similarity. I'm just kidding because it's my face. they're both extremely loyal friends, which I think is a really great quality to have, but I think sometimes it's to a fault for both characters. And yeah, they're pretty good at going after what they want. I think both are pretty ambitious, and with the right love around them, I think that it's easy for them to go after what they're seeking.
Yeah. No, that was so good. That was great. That's a great parallel. I love it. Love, love, love it. And yes, they both do look exactly like you. So that's crazy.
Really strange.
Okay, so there's one scene where you're getting a promposal and it is a little bit crazy. And we were wondering if you had any inside or behind the scenes details on how they did that.
Yeah, I mean, what I really do remember is that Kenny, who plays my boyfriend Greg in the movie, he was truly up in that harness for a very long time. There were a lot of moments where they would yell cut and he would just have to dangle from the ceiling and wait for the next take, which was super fun. And he was in such high spirits the whole The whole time we were shooting that scene. So it was really fun. And it was also very hard to like act like I wasn't enjoying it because it was very entertaining and very funny. So on takes where the camera wasn't directly on me and Tony, we were definitely laughing out loud and having a ball just watching him perform. So that was super cool.
Yeah, I was gonna ask how you like kept a straight face because I was like, that is so funny. I don't think I could.
I think eventually when they did turn around to us, we had already watched him perform it several times. So at that point, we kind of knew what was coming. But definitely the first few times that they either ran through it or filmed it, it was really funny because we had no idea what they had planned. They had been rehearsing in some other room, without us watching. So it was a big surprise when they first did it. And yeah, it was great.
I loved it. That's so funny. Thanks for the inside scoop. Appreciate it.
Of course.
Okay. So, how would you describe Antonia Gentry's character Jess in three words?
I would say Jess is outgoing, ambitious, and tender.
Oh, those are such good words. I think those are spot on too. So I love it. What was it like working together? Did you guys like hit it off and like have this natural chemistry?
Oh,
Or
yeah, instantly. I mean, it was super crazy, realizing that we were going to be playing like lifelong best friends on screen and we didn't know each other before this project. So, and we also had a really fast shooting process. So we knew that we would have to sort of like bond really quickly, which you never know how that's going to turn out. And I remember our first day landing in Syracuse where we filmed. We were texting each other and she was like, "I'm super hungry." And I was like, "Okay, me too." And so our first time meeting in person was going to McDonald's and getting Happy Meals and driving back to our hotel and sitting in the parking lot and talking for like hours. And it was just this like really wonderful instant best friend connection. And you know how like with your best friend you sort of develop a secret language or like you make eye contact and you know what the other person is thinking. It was really cool how that developed between the two of us really quickly. And yeah, and she is so wonderful and so funny. We got along so great. And I think it really translates on screen, which is so wonderful to see because you want to feel like it's an authentic best friend relationship, and we were really having a great time with each other behind the scenes. So that was really special.
Yeah, absolutely. It totally does translate on screen too. So I love, love, love it. Also, what's in your Happy Meal, if you don't mind me asking?
Six-piece nugget always and fries and the drink varies, but always nuggets, always.
Okay, good. I love it. I'm a nugget girl too. So we are
Solid
in
choice.
the same
Yeah.
park. Okay, cool. Well, what's one thing that you learned from acting in High School Musical, the musical series, that you were able to like bring into this role?
Oh, that's such a great question. The prom date set was so welcoming and so collaborative, and I think that my experience on High School Musical really helped me to be comfortable in a collaborative environment and ask a lot of questions and share some ideas or throw things out there. And our director Kim on prom dates was so in just was so inviting with that kind of energy and always loved when we would bring ourselves to the characters that we were playing. And I definitely felt a lot of that on the High School Musical set. So it was really fun sort of bringing what I learned there over onto this project. And yeah, I think that High School Musical gave me a lot of confidence to really like use my voice and not be afraid to ask questions or ask for things to be clarified. And that energy was definitely welcomed on the prom date set. So that was really lovely to utilize that skill I had learned.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's like a skill that everybody kind of like has to learn in their own way, I feel like, in life. So that's awesome that that was like where that came from for you. I love
Sure.
it. Okay, well, what was the most challenging part of this project for you, and like how did you overcome it?
I don't think anything was ever challenging in a non-enjoyable way. Anything that was challenging was actually like very exciting. I would say the schedule was pretty intense. Most of the days that we were shooting were night shoots because as people will see, the movie sort of takes place over the course of like 24 hours for the most part. And so most of the things that we filmed were in the wee hours of the morning. And so that was really crazy to like adjust my sleep schedule to sleep during the day and work at night, which was kind of fun because it like, it brings a whole new element of like excitement to your work life when you're like eating dinner at 2 a.m. So that was pretty cool. But we all like were in such high spirits during all of it, and everybody was just like happy to be there. So it made it like super fun. It always felt like as a big sleepover or party. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. That's crazy to switch your schedule all the way around. I don't think I could fathom like doing that. So.
Really strange. It plays a lot of tricks on your body and your mind. And I have like a lot of videos in my camera roll of me coming home from work, but it's like 6 in the morning and like the birds are chirping and I'm like, time for bed. So it was like really, really strange. But it added an element of like, wait, this is so fun. This is like so different. And yeah, so that was cool.
Exactly. Like little memories that come with it, like the
Yeah.
schedule. That's crazy. I love it. I love it. Love, love, love it. Okay, so I've always wondered, like when watching a show, like how they do like drugs on set. Like if you have to like put them like up your nose, like is there like can you get into like how they film that and like what you guys actually do to like get that effect on camera?
Sure. I don't think it's some big Hollywood secret, and if it is, I'm exposing it right now in this interview. In our specific situation, we used, I think it was like lactose powder or lactose powder sounds right. It was some sort of like dehydrated milk substance, and we
That's
were like actually snorting it up our noses. But it like doesn't feel like anything, and it's totally safe, and it's totally like healthy for your body. And they like asked us questions beforehand, made sure we were comfortable, tested it, went through all the steps to make sure that we were like good to go. But yeah, it was very silly to like portray that on camera, but it was harmless and very fun.
funny. I because I was like, I wonder how that works. That's crazy. I mean, I love it though. Got the inside scoop, the Hollywood secret
Yeah,
making.
right here, right.
We'll be on the hush about
Yeah,
it.
thanks you guys. Thank you.
Yeah. Cool, cool. Okay, well, we have a couple more questions left. This is kind of going off of the challenging thing, but was there like one thing that you learned in your experience working on this film that you're gonna like take with you for the rest of your life?
Oh my God, I learned so much. This was a movie that where I experienced a lot of like firsts and very exciting firsts on camera. It was a really wonderful working environment, and I think experiencing something so good is a really important thing to have to know, so that you know what you are looking for in your next project that you work on. That was also something that I experienced in High School Musical, was a really warm, lovely, welcoming environment where everybody was fast friends, and there was so much respect and love between everybody who worked together. And I also got to experience that on prom dates. So it's really wonderful to have these two really good experiences in my life to know, what to look for in the next thing, and to know like what is important and what people should value when they work together. So that was really lovely, and makes me excited for the next thing with nice, good people who are professional and respect each other, which I take, I value that a lot. So it was really great to experience that on this set too, and I hope that whatever comes in the future is just as fun as these last two things have been.
But okay, perfect. That's awesome. A great lesson. I love it. Love, love, love. Okay, so we have one last little question that we were planning on asking, and it really fits well because of your shirt and the circumstances. But we are wondering, are you Team Edward or Team Jacob?
Oh, is Team Bella an option?
That is such a good point. I would say yes.
You know who also is hardcore Team Bella is Hannah. But if we do have to like put the men in the picture, Team Edward.
I guess I would say that
Yeah, if we must.
right? Did you read the books?
They are. Here they are. I did not read the books, but I am a big fan of the movies, and I loved that it was such a big character point for Hannah in this movie that she loves Twilight and she had a Twilight themed bat mitzvah. Like that's hardcore. She's a cool girl.
That's so funny. I love it. Obviously, yeah. Team Edward, I'm right there with you. I did read the books. I have to say, I like him way better in the books too. So,
The movies.
I mean, I like him better in the movies than like Jacob, but he's even better than on screen Edward in the books.
And
And I'm
that's
not even that big of a reader.
no. But that's always how it goes. I should give the books a read for Hannah's sake. I think that if
Oh,
Hannah,
true. Maybe it's worth it.
yeah, if Hannah knew that I didn't read the books, I think she'd have a few choice words.
Okay. You don't have to tell her.
I should get on that.
So true. From the characters, like in Prom Dates, who would you like most likely want to be stuck on an island with? Like,
Sick. Okay, I think the obvious answer is wait, for like Julia or for Hannah's character.
whichever you'd rather do.
Okay. I think if Julia got stuck on an island with somebody from Prom Dates, I would want it to be Jacob, who's Hannah's older brother, played by
Okay.
the JT Neal. He's such a cool character type in the movie. I think it's very common for like older brothers to be like douchey and hate their little sisters and be like, you know, misogynistic, whatever. And Jacob is such a sweet, wholesome character who like really loves his sister and is really there for her. And I think if I got stuck on a stranded island, I think Jacob would be very helpful in that
That's
scenario.
I love, 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 love. Well, I'll do a couple. I'll do like two more little
Cool.
superlative,
I love
but
that.
like you pull like from the characters in Prom
Okay.
Dates. Okay, who's most likely to become a motivational speaker?
I think most likely become a motivational speaker. I think maybe theater kid Grace.
Okay.
She seems really good with her words, and I think the audience will see that by the end of the movie. And I think that if she was put in a motivational speech scenario, she would absolutely rock it.
Love it. Good answer. Good answer. Okay. And then the last one we'll do, who is most likely to be the like class clown, be voted class clown? Go ahead.
I think if a teacher can get voted in that category, I think Principal Lundy. He is who
Okay.
in that. Yeah, he's definitely a class clown and
Yeah.
probably was when he was in high school. So, and if not, then we'll give it to him now so he can relive that superlative.
That's perfect. That's perfect. I love it. Love, love, love it. Okay, well, that's all the questions that we had today. Thank you so much, so much for hanging out.
Thank you so much for watching. Subscribe to Young Entertainment and don't forget to catch Prom Dates on Hulu May 3rd.